Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, once more we are with Sir Croakington. And having finished off Lilith's Mountain, we will now be going to the Thornwall Dell, which is the last place near. The last place we'll be exploring near the Heart Hills. And unless I've missed something, or something new turns up in the next few days, will be the last stop in our clear off all the little locations tour. So, Thornwall Dell, here we come. Nestled between a pair of deep ridges on the western edge of the Hard Hills, the deep vale known as Thornwall Dell is famous as the site of a towering monument built in honour of Wagar, one of the realm's most celebrated adventurers. A well-tended path, blue and white stones, dives into the very heart of the dell, meanders through the lush woodland to the very clearing in which stands the giant statue. Despite the seemingly pleasant surroundings, remain mindful of the remoteness of this place. Follow the path into the dell. You follow the white and blue stone path that meanders down the dell. I'm gesturing with my hand even though you can't see it, and soon find yourself immersed in the serenity of the dense green vale. After a while you cross a trickling stream. Trickle, trickle, trickle. No, I can't really do a trickle sound. Just imagine it, a trickling stream, and come like that, better. Pick up the path on the other side. Continue to move along. It snakes its way further into the lush woodland. Suddenly, the trees begin to thin out, and the stone path abruptly ends at the edge of a sprawling clearing. There, in the centre of the open expanse, perched atop an immense stone pedestal, is the towering monument of Wagar, statue built to honour one of the age's greatest adventurers. You're standing at the edge of a massive clearing, deep in the tangled heart of Thornwall Dell, in the centre of the grassy expanse. Standing atop an ornate stone pedestal is the imposing statue of Wagar, an impressive monument that soars to a truly astounding height. Now, to approach the monument. Yep, the shadow of the towering statue, built to honour the infamous adventurer Wagar, covers a large swath of the broad clearing. The monument, which depicts Wagar clad in his fabled obsidian plate, his mailed hand tapped tightly around the hilt of his way sword, and his coiled serpent shield drawn up to the bridge of his nose, serves as a carved stone portrait of a true hero for the ages. Through the lower part of the statue's face is covered by the top edge of the shield. Wagar's aged eyes betray a look of brave defiance a trait for which the legendary adventure will be long remembered. Staring up at the impressive creation, he clearly recalled the countless tales of Wygarth's heroic bravery, like that time he cleared out an entire bandit nest with a spoon, or that time he telekinetically killed 27 goblins in one go with a sugar cube. It took quite a while to set that up, but still, it was really impressive. I'll now examine the inscription at the base of the monument. The inscription carved along the bottom edge of one of the massive stone blocks supporting the towering statue seems to be cryptically refer to a reward awaiting anyone able to scale the 150-foot monument. Glancing up at the dizzying height to which the statue soars, you begin to consider the very notion of such a climb to border on madness. Well, it means it's very close to Sir Crokington, who has become a permanent resident of madness. So, very quick, easy for her to get there. You know, after all, well, whispered madness and all that. Attempt to climb the monument. Climbing the square base of the monument was relatively simple, and after only a couple of minutes, you stand at the foot of the towering statue. Staring upwards, which is a lot easier to do when you don't have a... when your eyes are on the very top, as Sir Crokington's are, being a toad and everything. Staring upwards, you carefully contemplate the perilous endeavour you're about to undertake. The dangerous ascent will be just over 150 feet, then we shall begin. Single-minded of purpose and zero-minded of self-preservation, you cast aside a small handful of nagging doubts and begin the daunting climb up to the towering statue. Only 15 feet into the climb, you're already beginning to feel fatigued. The statue's smooth surface offers only scattered footholds and handholds, making every movement a struggle. Picking a number, bonus of 60. 15 from agility, 15 from body, 10 from spirit, 20 from feathery. You'll get 60 or more, or I fall and get hurt quite a lot. Pick a nail. 127 success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Just over 30 feet above the base, you begin to look laterally across the front of the statue as you look for any nook or crevice that will allow you to pull yourself higher. Yes, just the top of the boots, perhaps. Picking a number. Bonus of 60. Yep, same bonus. Got to get 65 now. 110 success. Slowly maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface. You claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. You're almost 15 feet into your climb. A quick glance down, something you swore to yourself you wouldn't do, reveals the dangerous spot you're in. Not certain you could even climb down from here, you press on, your hands seeking their next hold as you continue your brazen ascent. Your number, bonus 60, now I've got to get 70, big now. 93 success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. At 60 feet, you begin to question the wisdom of attempting to make the climb. A fall from this height would almost certainly prove fatal, something you try to push from your mind as you struggle to ward off your growing fatigue. Ultimately undeterred, you continue upwards. Picking a number, bonus 60, success 75 now. 133, success. Struggling to retain your grip on the statue's smooth, Angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Looking up without daring to look down, you estimate you're halfway up the monument, perhaps close to 80 feet above its base. The calculation is little to ease your mind. Hoping that your fingers hold out, you seek your next handhold, while pausing to catch your breath and ease the burn in your muscles, picking a number, bonus of 60. 15 from agility, 15 from body, 20 from spirit, 20 from thievery, success 75, yep, same as before, pick now. 95, success. Struggling to paint your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the agony urge to look down as you make the palace ascent. Quick upward glance reveals you're nearing the neck and shoulder region of the statue, for the observation seems to only increase your tension. Realising the odd, precipitous angles of sculpted stone won't provide you with any safe spot in which to rest, you press on, cursing under your breath as your hand scours the smooth stone for its next hole. Same check again. 106 success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Having just surpassed what you surprised to be a 100-foot mark of your climb, you can't help but smile. You consider the action of everyone who might, this very moment, be witnessing your daring ascent. Your amusement is short-lived, however, as you promptly refocus on the task at hand. Task that requires your full attention. Picking a number. Bonus of 60. Yep, same check again. Struggling to contain your grip on the statue's smooth angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Angle yourself around the base of the statue's neck, looking for a way to pull yourself up onto the side of the head. You whisk a downward glance. You told yourself not to do that. From this height, you can make only the vaguest details of the monument's base, the ground far below. Vowing not to again look down until you reach the top, you resume your climb. Yeah, this statue is a lot harder to get to the top of than Statue of Liberty, which, you know, has stairs on the inside. And if you were to try and climb the outside, someone would probably yell at you and say, "Hey, get down there. Get down off there. There's stairs on the inside." I think there is anyway. Is there? Oh, I don't know. I've never been there. Try not to look down to reach the top. You resume your climb. Same check again. 122 success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface. You claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Gasping, with sweat streaming down your face. Or maybe not. I'm not sure if Sir Croakington sweats. I don't know. Regular toads don't sweat, but regular toads don't have super stretchy elastotongue. But Sir Croakington has that because, the person who transformed Sir Croakington into a toad was not a herpologist in any fashion, and thus probably made all sorts of mistakes. So maybe Sir Croakington still has the ability to sweat? Or maybe not. No one knows, and I'm not going to specify. You look up and realise you're just a few feet at the top of the statue's head. Taking care not to let your elation temper your diligence, you return to concentrating on the task immediately at hand. The safe completion for the last few dozen feet of the climb, same check again. Failure. Oh, so close! Suddenly, your heart skips a beat and a horrified gasp escapes your lips as you suddenly lose grip and begin sliding off the statue, picking a number, bonus of 60, 10 from luck, 20 from agility, 10 from body, and 20 from feathery. Got to get 75 or more. Oh, yeah, as you've seen in a few episodes back. I've definitely announced which episode it is that I actually fall in the episode description, if not the title. So anyway, pick now. 120, success. Split second before you slip off the statue. Your hand snags onto the angular outcropping, abruptly holding your slide. Or also use some toady stickiness to help too. With great effort, you pull yourself back onto the monument, thankful to have escaped the horrifying plunge into open space. Or maybe Sir Croakington uses the completely biologically inaccurate Elasto Stretcho Tong to just hook onto something. As I said before, the person who transformed Sir Croakington, who presumably had a different name before that, otherwise that would just be weird. If you had a name called Sir Croakington before you were turned into a toad. But, I don't know. Maybe it's nominative destiny or whatever it is. With great effort, you pull yourself back onto the monument, thankful to have escaped the horrifying plunge into open space. After taking a few moments to compose yourself, you warily resume your climb, same check again. Slowly maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
64 XP to general. And I'm safe for now. And I think, although I'm not 100% sure, that this may well be the last of those statues. Which means that after this, Sir Croakington's Whispered Madness will manifest in other safer ways, like just fighting lots of monsters. Randomly going off into the wilderness. Or going off to Zarthamore, which is going to happen soon. I think that was going to happen no matter how mad she got. Or not mad she got. Bathed in sweat, with your limbs aching, you haul yourself over an angled edge of the statue's head and come to rest atop. After lying on your back for nearly a minute, and staring up at the sky as you recover from the arduous climb, return to your feet and survey the impressive view afforded by your lofty vantage. From your perch atop the statue's head, just over 150 feet above the ground, you can see for over a dozen miles in all directions. The colourful landscape mosaic stretches to the horizon, forging a scene of true beauty, both inspires and exhilarates. As you warily make your way around the statue's broad head, taking care not to place your feet too close to the edge, you peer down at a realm that seems more peaceful than you have ever known. The description here isn't that unique. Suddenly, alerted by a movement to your left, you whip your head in that direction and are startled to find a tall man clad in a green tunic and a grey cape And a wide-brimmed leather hat. Yep, it's the guy. Leather hat guy. Keeps turning up. A wide-brimmed leather hat covers his head, casting a deep shadow that largely obscures his slender face. Still climbing these peaks, he says, shaking his head. I hope that someone would have persuaded you from it. Well, you know what? I'm going to stop now. And that's because I took your advice, not because I've run out of statues to climb. Although if someone builds another one of these giant statues, well, it's not really my fault, is it? If someone builds a big statue, people are going to climb it. It just happens. It's just a consequence, an inevitable consequence of building 150-foot statues. People try to climb them, and some of those people fall to their death. It just happens. It just happens. There's nothing they can do to stop it. Someone dissuaded you from it by now. Also, you kind of put these rewards there, so you can't reward someone for doing... If you reward someone for doing something, they're pretty likely to do it. But oh well. Falling off one of them might do it. It's a rather grim thing to say. I apologise for having said it. And it didn't. The stranger tosses you a small cloth pouch, which you discover contains a tiny raven bone cube. There's one, I've got another one. I now have 10 cubes! This is a small raven bone cube given to you by the hatted stranger you met after successfully scaling the towering statue of a legendary adventure. You're not yet certain of its purpose, though you were told that by collecting enough of these, something quite extraordinary would happen. Keep that safe. Not my pouch, mind you, the cube! If you manage to collect enough of these, something quite extraordinary will result from it. You immediately inquire about the something quite extraordinary. But the man shrugs in response. Not any more about it, he says. I suppose that would be because no one has yet collected enough of those little cubes. You're on your way with them, though. 64 XP to general. The stranger waves his hand and a glowing blue glyph in the form of a griffin silhouette appears directly in front of your feet. I think you already know. But that will get you back down in the safest possible manner, he says. I'll always be around, mind you, so well. That will be that. Take care of yourself. There's no particular reason to linger here. You bid the stranger farewell and step onto the glyph. A dazzling flash of blue light erupts from the glyph as you step onto it, causing you to instinctively close your eyes to protect them from the intensity of the glow. Only a split second later, when your eyes spring open, you discover you're once again standing on the ground next to the monument. Now, there is something that happens that I don't know if I've actually read it out. All right, but first, Hawklaw to save. And saved. And let's see. Has anything new turned up in the available scenarios? No. Can I use the 10 cubes? So I think that's all of them. I stand ready to be corrected. Use. Well. Maybe it's behind the blue door. It's going to scan that. Potion Forge, special package upgrade, special bonus packs. No. Dreamstone, previews of Arcandor and Zafmor. We're pretty sure we've got a weathered out at some other point. Supporting Swift. Ring of Secrets. Available item updates. So on. Donating and rewards. I've done plenty of that on another account. The patron, which unfortunately is sort of defunct for now, but it really should come back. Customizable items, which I can rename. Special packages to be claimed. Cumulative donation rewards. The trading adventure tokens, don't do that. You can get limited gold and unlimited experience. And you only get 200 experience or 400 gold. Now, when this was first came out, it wasn't worth it. Because adventure tokens were even more finite then. But I guess if you're incredibly wealthy, it might be worth considering. Back then, where getting 200 experience would take probably half an hour or so of wandering around in the murk, which was pretty much the only place you could grind back then. 400 gold would also take a while to get to, because you'd be selling off those the horns and the hides and the things for 16 or so gold each time. Now, of course, they realise, wait a minute. You're an adventurer, not a... You're not a wild frontier help seeker guy. So you just get, because getting gold isn't interesting, so just have it happen. And this isn't one of those idle games where you just get more to where you just get more and more money. And it's so big that so much money you have to make up brand new numbers for it. Do not trade in your adventure tokens. It's just not worth it. Multiple experience bonus and quickstone. And then help support Swift again with the various options. The packages, the donations, the Patreon. Which has just kind of become defunct, which is a pity, as I mentioned before. Oh, wow. All right, it doesn't seem like anything has happened with these tiny wave and bone cubes. Maybe it was the arch that was in Hawklaw for a while, that was the cube, and once someone unlocked it, it was unlocked for everyone. But it is taking up 10 of my encumbrance. Anyhow, that is, I think, all the lesser known areas of the map explored. And we got 4 adventurers left, and 3 of them are doing crimes. Grim Proposal is a murder. Whisperers is Grand Theft Quickstone, which is very grand indeed, especially it's Grand Theft Quickstone from a guy who could totally kick my ass, who is also surrounded by people who could probably kick their ass if they teamed up. And then there is a wayward payment, which is simple banditry. So I'm skipping those 3. I mean, I could do them. Maybe I will at some point. Just zoop through them and then have them never happen. Probably with a little bit of thanks from the sorceress in the hills and her seaboard. Well, not her herself. She's elsewhere. But her warder might still be around. I really think I probably asked way too much of them already, so I won't be doing that, even though I could make it not happen, because that presumably is still, you know, a big lot of bother. Please note, not all available adventures will be listed here. Yep. Anyway, so it leaves the one adventure to do, which happen to remember and lots, plenty more adventures, Orgo's Trail. But we're nearly half an hour in now, mostly because I've kept running my mouth. I've just focused on what was happening. I probably could have finished this in 15 minutes. But I didn't, just because I did. And anyway, that's it for now. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers. Oh, wait, I said I'll climb the statues again. Just show you something I might not have seen before. I think I did, perhaps, when we were exploring that Lakeshore Tavern. Anyway, we'll do it anyhow. For Wardell, we're just going to quickly rush through it. Approach the monument, inscription, climb. Begin the climb. I'm going to be clicking through this because we just read it all. 50, 60, halfway, neck and shoulders. Almost fell to my death, but they didn't. 100, base of the statue's neck. Few feet, almost fall. Pull myself up. And there we are. Yeah, survey the. You return to your feet. Serving the impressive view offered by the lofty vantage. And it looks the same as it did when I climbed it just a few minutes ago. Suddenly, alerted by movement to your left, you whip your head in that direction and are startled to find a tall man clad in a green tunic and a grey cape standing only a few feet away. A wide-brimmed leather hat covers his face, casting a deep shadow that largely obscures his slender face. It covers his head, which means I guess he also covers his face. "You've again made your way up here. For purpose," he says, shaking his head. "I'd be a bit more careful tempting fate, my friend. That's sound advice in any circumstance." The stranger waves his hand. Wrapped in a blowing glue glyph in the form of a glyphon's silhouette appears directly in front of his feet. "I think you already know. But just for getting you back down and safe as possible," he says. "Can't always be around, mind you, so well, that will be that. Take care of yourself." With no particular reason to linger here, you bid the stranger farewell and step onto the glyph. And, well, that's that. Okay, now we're done. Next time, Orgo's Trail, which is part of the whole Wackler's Mad thing. But beyond that, I'm not going to say. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers. Probably for real this time.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.